Back with more of Lake Effect, I'm Mitch Tyke. May is prom season for the high schoolers among us. If you are out and about tomorrow evening, you'll probably see many a 17 and 18-year-old dressed to the nines eating dinner in restaurants that don't necessarily serve kids' meals. We all have our prom stories. Mine involves chickening out on asking the high school girl of my dreams and spending the evening eating takeout in a parking lot with another friend who went dateless. Not that that night 26 years ago causes me any lingering regret, mind you. Lake Effect essayist Grace Gunderson also missed her prom a few years back, but she didn't exactly miss out.
My dad raps on my bedroom door and pokes his head inside. I know he means well, and I know he's here to try and make me feel better, but right now I just can't deal with his insistence that my knight in shining armor turned out to be a loser in tinfoil. Today, the day before prom, I got dumped in front of the whole world. Well, the whole lunchroom anyway, and when you're 17, that's close enough. He leans against the door jamb, and I sit up against my headboard. We just stare at each other for a few awful seconds. I'm not a crier, and neither is my dad, so I know enough not to anticipate any full house moments. "I'm going to Iowa on Saturday," he says. "Come with?" I catch my mom's eye from the other room, and we exchange a smirk at what is sure to be another of my dad's harebrained schemes. What will it be this time? World's biggest ball of twine? Anthracite Museum? The Shuffleboard Hall of Fame? My dad is convinced that roadside attractions are the greatest entertainment known to man. But today, he's the first person whose eyes haven't been drowning in sympathy every time he looks at me. And I like that. So against my better judgment, I agree to go with him. Iowa's a long haul from our house, and I'm not exactly turning cartwheels at the prospect of a day-long road trip with the old man. But at the same time, this little impromptu visit could provide me with the perfect excuse to be, well, not here over the weekend. So, on the Saturday afternoon of junior prom, while other girls primp in front of mirrors and duck in and out of hair salons, I find myself piling into a Mercury Villager with my father and a couple of peanut butter sandwiches. The ride south is an uneventful one, narrated with Bruce Springsteen CDs and the occasional deer sighting. He doesn't feel the need to tell me where exactly we're headed, and I don't feel the need to ask. Away from here is good enough for me. We go 200 miles on a single stretch of highway, and then turn left. There's a lot of corn and a baseball field. Although I've never been here before, I recognize the set of Field of Dreams immediately. I liked this movie a lot when I was a kid, but I'm not a kid anymore. I know it would be rude to point this out, so I don't. We pull into the gravel parking lot and sit for a long time without really speaking. It strikes me that neither of us particularly wants to be here, yet here we sit. My dad asks if I want to walk around. I shrug, he shrugs, and then we both get out of the car. There's not much to see. It's still early spring, before the days really start to get long, so darkness is falling and the park lights are coming on. Despite what I really think, I tell him it's neat and thank him for something. He grunts and asks me if I want a corn dog. Before long, the mosquitoes are out and the big floodlights start humming, and we're looking at one another like it might be time to go. Before we leave, though, he puts his hands on my shoulders, braced, kind of, like he's trying to keep me from stepping off the field, or from walking away without him, or maybe just from growing up. His mouth opens and closes a few times, like he knows he ought to say something but doesn't know the words. He doesn't find them, I guess, because eventually he drops his arms and we walk back to the car. I know it's one of those moments I'll think about for a long time, always wondering what exactly happened, but never feeling it was right to ask. Although we didn't really say anything, part of me thinks it was the best conversation we've ever had. It's dark by the time we get back on the highway, and I stare out the window and watch headlights pass us by. The car is quiet, save for the ever-present crooning of Bruce Springsteen and the crinkling of cellophane as my dad unwraps a Twinkie. He clears his throat, and with horror I realize I'm not off the hook yet. He says, "I never liked that kid anyway. Always wore the same three shirts." I snort, and it catches in my throat, because God, he did, but it comes out as more of a sob than a laugh, and our eyes meet in the rearview mirror. He sets his hand on mine over the center console without taking his eyes off the road. "Okay," he pats my hand a few times. "Okay." We keep on like that for a long time, both caught, I think, in the sudden realization that this growing up thing is going to be a lot harder than we'd expected. There's already been plenty of growing for one weekend, though, so we defer to a Kenny Rogers duet, and for a few hours at least, the world seems a lot less screwed up. Oh, and prom? It was awesome. At least that's what I heard around school on Monday. I also heard that Tim had been there, with a date. Surprisingly, I didn't really care. I'm glad I spent my prom night on an Iowa interstate with the only boy who would never make me cry.
Grace Gunderson is a soon-to-be senior majoring in creative writing at Beloit College. Gunderson, who is from Savage, Minnesota, has been studying this semester at the University of East Anglia in the UK. That's Friday's Lake Effect, produced by our own Field of Dreams, Dan Harmon, Stephanie Lecce, and Bonnie North, with contributions from Amy Kiley and Eleanor Peterson. John Strelecki is our studio engineer. Whether you are going to prom or celebrating Mother's Day or just taking in a spring weekend, hope you enjoy it. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for letting us be a part of your life, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock.